Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby. What does the man with the highest approval rating among Cowboys fans have to say about the guy who might have the lowest right now? Probably not the lowest, just the most uncertainty in Brian Schottenheimer. Will McClay talked at Senior Bowl yesterday. They're out in Mobile, Alabama. And I always feel like Will McClay talking is really funny, because when you get Jerry and Steven and all the McCarthy, whoever else, when they talk so frequently, there's just this kind of air about it of like, all right, well, we got to check this box. Let's ask about this. When Will McClay speaks so infrequently, a couple times a year, that when the reporters get him, it's so funny just how it feels like every question is very calculated. Like, man, we got to really make sure we don't waste this opportunity because Will doesn't ever talk. And so we got to take advantage of this. So he was speaking at Senior Bowl yesterday, and he had an interesting quote that got a lot of traction in the evening, and I want to get y'all's thoughts on this. This is Will McClay being asked about, what do you think about the Brian Schottenheimer hire, and more specifically, how does the organization as a whole benefit from Brian Schottenheimer being the head coach?
I think that's the greatest part, is being aligned from top down, and that's one of the commitments that we all made sitting in there about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. You know, it starts with ownership coming down, but Shotty's got a plan, got a vision. We're going to support that, and then what we'll do is continue to, you know, add good players. I have a great feeling about Shotty, what he's looking for. He's going to communicate. He's going to over-communicate. He's going to ask his staff to do that, and they're going to over-communicate with us, and we're going to over-communicate with them. That's how we're going to get it done the first year. We'll continue to grow and get better at it.
So before I get accused sometimes of leading witnesses, so I'm not going to do that. Your two takeaways on what you hear from Will McClay there.
Well, I don't have two. I have one major one.
Oh, I meant one and one, too.
Oh, we all made a commitment in that room to be aligned from top to bottom. What does that mean? That screams out of my headphones when I just heard that. What did Brian Schottenheimer say? What promises needed to be made? What was missing in that alignment? As we've heard that word numerous times throughout the coaching hiring process this offseason, it sounded like someone needed to bring up, yo, this is a problem here. We all made a commitment to be aligned top to bottom. I like it, but why did that need to be said? And who said it?
Yeah, my general take on these things is, like, when I hear people in organizations speak, it's the Charlie Brown, because they just are telling you what they want you to hear. You know what I mean? They're putting on the united front.
Yeah,
it happens with every new coach. Is like, well, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, you know, we're gonna be this, we're gonna be that. And it's just a lot of noise. Like, you can't tell me they weren't aligned when they won 36 games in 3 years.
Why not?
Yeah, why?
I mean, because it does. How? What are you missing?
I mean, wouldn't a lack of alignment and some of those things explain if you were having just massive January issues of showing up for games or like big game moments where you guys had trouble? I think there's. I'm not saying it's definitely equals, you know what I mean? This, but I mean, I think there is absolutely a scenario where you can win 12 games 3 years in a row and there are inherent problems.
There's lipstick that can cover up, you know,
sure,
a lot of pigs. I mean, Michael Jordan covered up things and Tom Brady covered up things because of their greatness. And they still didn't come close to getting the job done, mission accomplished. So your alignment wasn't good enough to sniff a title.
Because maybe they overachieved. Like, they definitely overachieved the last year. That was not a 12-win team. The last year. Dak carried them.
Yeah.
That was not a 12. That was a 9-win team. I don't know.
I just don't feel like Will McClay. That wasn't a generic media statement, especially listen to me. Will McClay is pretty generic. No offense. Sorry. I'm just being honest. I'd like to have you on at the combine, Will.
He's just a personnel guy. He's like the football version of zeros and ones.
Very generic. Very safe.
That I get it.
He just looks at things. This is the way it is.
My eyebrow went up listening to that. It's a good eyebrow raise because they do need to be more aligned. The big criticism around here all the time is one's doing this and you can go behind the other person's back and Jerry's doing his own thing and the coach, you know, and that type of confusion is a common critique of this organization.
Yeah, I guess the way I should have explained it is, and I think this happens everywhere, when you move on from a regime, whether it's from the GM, whether it's from the coach, whether it's from the quarterback, you know, you want to make your what you have now look the best you possibly can. And you just scapegoat and crap on whatever was there before. That was the problem. Now we got rid of the problem. Now it's smooth sailing. And the same thing with Jason. Did the same thing with Wade.
Yeah.
And with Bill. Like they did it with they do it with everybody. There is one problem with this organization. It's not the quarterback and it's not the head coach. It's not.
I guess I'm hoping that this was more directed towards ownership and not a shot towards Mike. That's what I'm hoping that play the comment again, please, Peyton, from Will McClay.
I think that's the greatest part is being aligned from top down, and that's one of the commitments that we all made sitting in there about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. You know, it starts with ownership coming down, but Shoddy's got a plan, got a vision. We're going to support that, and then what we'll do is continue to, you know, add good players. I have a great feeling about Shoddy, what he's looking for. He's going to communicate. He's going to over-communicate. He's going to ask his staff to do that, and they're going to over-communicate with us, and we're going to over-communicate with them. That's how we're going to get it done the first year, and we'll continue to grow and get better at it.
What do you think it means?
So there are a couple of different ways that I think you can look at it. One is the way that you were just talking about there is he speaking on his analysis of what he comes away thinking the Joneses have committed to? Of just like, hey, you know what? Maybe we haven't done as good of a job of being in lockstep as and creating enough continuity. We talk about continuity all the time, but maybe there needs to be better continuity here from top down in organizational structure. I think that's very well could be what he's talking about. I think it's also possible what he's talking about is Will McClay generally, when he's talking about things, I think talks about things through the lens of what is my job of acquiring players and building roster and how I function with coach and, you know, owner and general manager and how my role fits into that. Regardless of which one of those two it was, I think what Will McClay's inferring here or talking about is that in the recent years, Will McClay has felt like his role was not totally in lockstep from top to bottom consistently enough. That he felt like the things that he wanted to do and he wanted to accomplish, there wasn't enough alignment. There was too much fracturing or disagreement. Even if they were small things, they were small enough that it caused maybe them not to be as effective as they were. And I mean, look, we've seen there were different arguments in the war room over picking certain players. There's obviously discussions about, you know, when you pick a Tyler Smith, for instance. We know Joe Philbin didn't want Tyler Smith. All right, well, that's coaching staff kind of not being on the same page with scouting and different things like that.
Which people should and will have different draft opinions.
Mm-hmm. Sure, 100%.
Will McClay's opinion seems wrong compared to what Mike McCarthy wanted for Mozzie Smith.
Well, like, I mean, Bergeron's not been good either.
Okay.
The guy that he wanted. But, I mean, they were also picking 26 or whatever they were. But I think
so.
No, I'm saying that where they were at, they were not. It's not like they were at a top 10 position to where, like, it's not surprising necessarily that two of the people, both of them they were arguing about, they didn't pan out. Like, that's not necessarily.
Okay, well, surprising. I look at it as they missed on their first round pick. So.
Sure, but I mean,
first round is first round.
Yeah, no, I get 100%.
It's still a first round pick.
Yeah, I get 100%. I'm just saying it's not Taco and Watt, for instance. But I think that Will McClay feels like he is in better lockstep with how to build the roster with the vision that Brian Schottenheimer has. And I think that he feels like he's got a better understanding. At the very least, he feels like he understands it better. Like, he mentions their communication. He feels like he knows the parameters and that it's not shifting, that there's not any movement that he can reliably count on. This is what I need to look for. This is what I need to find. Will McClay had some other things to say. He was asked about, specifically after he said that, they said, all right, well then how does this process for you guys? How do things change for you with a new coach? And then he kind of expanded on it and started talking about how their process has changed during the NIL era.
What we're trying to do is continue to drive ourselves to look for not only the best players, athletes, all that stuff, but the guys that have the mental that, you know, that it's going to take for us to get over the top, paying more closer attention to the kind of the football character and those things and seeing if they fit that way as well.
Is that any sort of change, the character side from the McCarthy?
No, not really. Guys emphasize it. Each coach is going to emphasize it a little bit more, but I think as an organization and on the scouting staff, it's one of the things each year we try and go back and look at, okay, what's this, what's that, and compare guys. And, you know, they get into the league now. It's a different atmosphere that we're getting players from. Now they're getting paid in college. They're transferring two, three schools. You know, it's how do we dig and find that information? How do we find out about the core of the players? Really the thing that we really want to dig in now, because it's going to require us to the way the conditions are.
I think it's easier now, almost, to find out the personality of a player. Because now, instead of just going to one college, you've got three different. For a lot of these guys, like if you're drafted Dylan Gabriel, you go to UCF, you go to OU, to go to Oregon. You can find out different things. How was he on the way out when he didn't get playing time? Mm. Was he a jackass or not? As opposed to just going to the Oregon guy,
yeah,
where he played 4 years and you only have one set of opinions.
The only challenge I've heard scouts talk about with that, the issue there, is that basically a former school, you don't know if they're giving you a bad opinion because they're bitter about a player leaving or because there was a genuine issue. And so it muddies things a little bit. But either way, I mean, Will McClay there, that seems to reflect again. It almost sounds like we're back to right kind of guy mentality with some of this player building, because he's talking about different coaches emphasize it more. And clearly with Schottenheimer talking about the culture, he says they're looking at football character a lot closer this time around.
Matt Eberflus and Nick Sorensen officially joined the staff as DC and special teams. We'll talk Cowboys and NFL playoffs with Andrew Whitworth. Whale alert, as Peyton booked him for 9:20 this morning for the Hump Day edition.
Hump Day.
We have the Jordan rules, and now do we have the Mahomes rules? And there's already a chip in the football around the rest of the National Football League with Sean, RJ, and Roberto next.